joy ride today?
Yep.
Yeah? Who's come prepared? Yeah? Do you know, I got some stuff ready this morning, because I'm here for that. And look, where's my zipper? I packed my bag, and I've got my helmet. Tim forgot his last week, but I was really good to pack mine this morning. And I've got some knee guards, because I'm a little bit worried about falling off. And I don't have a bike. I'm going to take my helmet off until I'm ready to ride. But I don't have a bike. But Tim said I could use his bike. Do you think that's a good idea? Well, yes, let's just check. So just checking, I've got everything that I need. Is this going to click through? Yep. There we go. Okay, so let's just see here. Yeah, it seems to be steering all right. Let's see. Oh, the brakes seem to be working. Let me just see. I think there's a bit of a problem with my chain here. Now, it's all right because, do you know what? I don't think the clicker's working quite right. Oh, and then I'll go the wrong way. So Tim said this might be a problem. He had an idea. And so he sent me along with some bike oil. Now, apparently I just spray it on there and it will help the chain work. But, you know, I was thinking about what Tim said last week, and he said, you know how this chain here is like our connection with God. Yeah? Yeah? And so what do you think we need to make sure that our connection with God works? Does anybody have any ideas? Yeah? Bike oil on the chain, that's right. We're going to put some bike oil on the chain, and then we're also going to try, and what's this? God oil. Got a bit of God oil. Now, what do you think would be God oil? Anybody have any ideas? Yeah? Doing good things? Yeah, that could be some good God oil. Here we go. What else? Pardon me? Helping us connect with God. Now, what are some ways we can connect with God? Anybody know some ways we can connect with God?
Praying every day.
Praying every day, yep.
Reading the Bible.
Reading the Bible. Sorry. Treating others how we want to be treated, yep.
Thanking God for what we have.
Yep, I'm really slow with these chocolates, aren't I? Gosh, so sorry. Here we go. All right, now I'm just going to show you some of the things that I came up with a little bit of God oil. Let's see. First one. Oh, reading the Bible. Who had reading the Bible? Someone here said it. Yeah? Oh, somebody did it. I heard reading the Bible. Do you know that I looked in the Bible and there is this verse here in Hebrews 4 that says, for the word of God is living and active. So what does that mean? When we read and open our Bibles, we can hear God's word every day. That's pretty cool, eh? And then I'd like to know, how do you guys read your Bible? Yeah, how do you read your Bible? You do sometimes, you forget. Yeah, sometimes it's hard to remember. Yep, how do you read it every night? Do you read it every night before you go to bed? That's pretty cool. How about any of the adults? Are there any ways that you read the Bible? Online? Oh, what a great idea. So you could listen to it. Who has audiobooks from the library? Yeah, you've got audiobooks from the library? Well, do you know that you can do audio Bible as well? You can listen to it on your phone or mum's phone. Pardon me? You do it in Bible class. You listen to the audio Bible in Bible class. That's pretty cool. What were you saying, William? On audio Bible? Yeah. And how about, does anybody have the Bible app? The Bible app for kids is really cool because on there you can actually watch little videos and answer questions as you go along to check your comprehension. Yep. You've got the Bible app for kids? Yeah, it's a pretty cool one. I've also used it in other languages. If you're learning another language, adults, check it out because it can help. And what else did we talk about? We talked about this clicker only likes me sometimes. Worship. Did we mention worship? I think we might have forgotten that one, but Sasha does it so well. Have I just not turned it on?
Yeah.
It's all right, it's on now. I'm like here clicking away and it's not going to work because it's not. Thanks, Sasha. So, Sasha does worship here every Sunday with her team, and sometimes she has the week off, and there's other people that do it for her, or with her, okay? But, sorry, Sasha. But the Bible, what does the Bible say about worship? It says in 1 Chronicles 16, 23 to 25, sing to the Lord, all the earth, proclaim his salvation day after day, declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all people. For great is the Lord and most worthy to be praised. What are some ways that you guys do worship? Is there any ways that you guys do worship? Yep.
Singing.
That's easy. Anybody else? Yep, how do you worship God? Praying? Yep, that's an easy one. It's a good one. We got some. Yep. Reading your Bible. That's right. That's an act of worship.
Celebrating.
Celebrating. That's an awesome one and something we're going to do today when we ride our bikes, I reckon. Taking communion. Wow, that's an awesome one. How about you? What's the one?
Dancing.
I love that one. I also like to worship by going out and looking at the nature around me. Sometimes I go for a walk in the bush. Yeah? Does anybody like doing that? Yeah? Who likes going to the beach to worship? It's one of my faves. Yeah? All right. Let's have a look and see. There's another one there. It's prayer. Who likes to pray? The Bible says in Jeremiah 29, 12 to 13, when you call on me and come and pray to me, I will listen to you, and you will seek me and find me when you search me with all your heart. Who likes to pray? Yeah?
Me too.
Yeah? What are some ways in which you guys pray? Is there any ways in which you pray? Yeah? Yeah, so you can go on your knees, put your arms on the bed and pray. Yep, that's a great way to pray at the end of the day, beginning of the day. Yeah.
Thanking
him, just in general, when you are going around your life. Before you eat, that's right, thanking God for your food, that's a great way.
Popcorn prayers.
Oh, how does that work, William? It's a short prayer. So do you do that with other people? So you can pray not just by yourself, but with other people as well? Yeah? No? Right. Is there any other ways in which you pray? Yeah. By talking, that's right. Praying is really just talking to God. Who can talk to God? Is there a time that you have to talk to God?
No.
Can you talk to God any time you need him?
Yes.
Yeah? What, did you have something else? Saying the Lord's Prayer, that's right. Sometimes it's good just to pray a real, real good, tried and true prayer, like what Jesus taught us how to pray when we pray the Lord's Prayer. It's a good one. Yes, Miriam?
Any time you see an ambulance or a fire engine.
Yes. Yeah. That's a good time to pray. You can pray for the people who might be affected by that siren. Yeah. Very good. Is there anybody else in the adults who've got other ways they like to pray? Yep. Right, that's a good one.
When your petrol's on empty, you're half an hour.
From a petrol station?
Yes.
Or the old cheeky car park? Yeah, that's right. So there are lots of different ways in which we can oil our relationship with God. There's another way that I didn't put up there today, and it's kind of what we're doing right now. What do you think that would be?
Sharing?
Yep. What else do you think it could be? Did you stay at home this morning?
Coming to church.
And not just church, but also coming to other programs where there are other Christians around so that we can actually be together and to support and encourage each other. That also oils our relationship with God. Yeah? So I'm just going to get a little bit of oil out here now. Just going to, I just put a special cover over the top. Yeah, and I'm going to spray it on here. I'm going to go a little bit of praying, a little bit of worship. I know, don't touch. It's dirty, just in case you're wondering. And a little bit of, what was that? Reading my Bible, a little bit of fellowship with some other people. And I think my bike might be good to go. Should we check the chain one more time? Do you think, is it going to work now?
Yeah.
Oh, that's working really, really well now. All right. And so in a few minutes, us kids are going to head, and me. Us kids are going to head out, and we're going to finish getting ready. We're going to check to make sure all the bikes are ready for our joyride. Yep. And the adults are going to stay in. But first, I'm just going to pray as we head out that we're all good to go. Okay? You ready? Here we go. Dear Lord Jesus, I just want to thank you that our relationship with you is just so important, and that there are ways in which we can oil that relationship through prayer and fellowship and through worship and reading our Bible. Lord Jesus, thank you so much that you care about each and every one of us and that you want to have a great relationship with each of us. We pray today as we head out with kids to get ready for the joyride that it will be full of joy and laughter as we get ready and we have just a great fun racing and getting ready to give money to our friends over in Kolkata, Lord. We pray for the rest of the service that will go well and that afterwards we'll have a great time of fellowship together and just enjoy connecting with others and connecting with you. In Jesus' name, amen.